是 Severin。
And the whole congregation knows that we are here. Thank you very much. Now I have privileged to come and to speak to you. I am privileged to come to speak to you today. Normally, our senior pastor is supposed to be here. Unfortunately, he has many issues to solve. Including the trip that he is going to take from tomorrow to Africa. So he has many things in his head. But he believes in us, me and the men has to come to fellowship with you. And we believe we are going to be blessed, all of us. Hallelujah. Now let us read the word of God that we found in Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfect of our faith, who for joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such position from sinful men, so that we not grow weary and lose hearts. This is the main passage that we want to talk about. Life is compared in the Bible as a race. Life is compared with the Bible to a race. And I have been born in a country where we have many athletes. Yes, athletes.
Churches.
Country. So I saw how athletes are prepared their race. So in a race, athletes must have a discipline. They must have patience. And they must focus on the clear goal that they have. So a runner must not carry unnecessary things. A runner must not carry unnecessary things.
就是如果是一个赛跑者呢，他必须就是说不能分散他的精力在其他的事情上。
I don't know if you watch the athletes how they their clothes are.
Sorry,
athletes.
运动员。
Athletes.
Okay.
How athletes they wear their clothes? They do not wear jeans or tie like this.
Okay. 那运动员呢？他们的着装是有要求的，他们不会说穿牛仔裤这一类的去跑哈。
They do not wear the garment.
他也不可能穿靴子去跑。
So they prepare the way they can learn easily.
那他们需要预备呢，让他们就是跑得轻松。
So that they can finish their race well.
啊，以至于他们可以奔跑他们的这个赛，这个比赛。
In the same way.
那同样的来讲。
Believers must remove this that weaken their relationship with God.
那我们呢，作为信主的人也是一样，我们必须呢，就是把这些缠累我们的东西拿去，以至于我们可以跟神一起奔跑。
And continue faithfully until the end.
而且呢，我们要一直的，就是持续到最后。
So, Hebrews chapter 12.
那希伯来书十二章。
Comes after chapter 11,
但是当然之前就是十一章之后的哈。
Which speak about people of faith who trusted God.
那是之前十一章是讲说那些靠圣信靠神的这些人。
Despite difficulties, but they were faithful to God.
那即使他们遇到了很多困难，但是他们呢还是持续的有信心。
Their lives become encouragement for us.Also to continue our journey.
那呢，他们这些人呢，也成为我们的鼓励，以至于我们可以继续的奔跑我们的这个路程。
When you read Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, Philippians chapter 3 verse 14.
Okay, 腓立比书三章十四节。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So in chapter 11, we saw those men who finished the way they are.
那在这个希伯来书十一章呢，有讲到好多的这个之前的这些人哈，他们完成了他们的这个比赛。
They won their prize.
那他们也有奖赏。
So they are the crowd. It is the witnesses for that. Also, we can also win our prize.
那他们就是我们的见证人哈，就是他们是我们的。见证人之中，我们呢也可以能够像他们一样得到奖赏。
So what can we do?
那我们应该做些什么呢
？First of all,
那第一
，we are called to run the race that God has given to us.
那我们需要第一呢去跑这个神给我们要跑的。
So when are we reading the Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1?
那在希伯来书十二章第一节。
Each person has a race marked out.I have my race.
我有我要跑的。
You have your race.
你也有你要跑。
And it is not necessary to be the same.
那每一个人跑的可能是不一样的。
But it is a race.
但是我们每。
And you must finish well.
我们每个人都是有一条。
So that we can win, we can have this prize.
那每个人都有一个比赛要跑，以至于我们可以得到我们的奖赏。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that we are a race?And you must know that always a race cannot be easy. A race is not always be easy.
Athletes,
okay. 不是所有的运动员都那么容易。
So in a race we expect to have struggles.
那就是说在跑步的时候，我们在比赛的时候，确实是有一些困难。
In our race we may have temptations.
那在我们的赛跑当中呢，我们可以有试探。
Disappointments.
可能会失望。
And the moments when we feel tired.
那也会感觉到疲惫。
But God does not call us to start and abandon us. God didn't call us to abandon us.
Okay, 但是神呢呼召我们呢，不会就是来抛弃我们。
God call us to finish the race.
那神呢呼召我们呢，是让我们持续的赛跑，直到我们完成我们的赛跑。
So to finish this race, we must have faith in God.
那我们要是要赛跑的话呢，我们是需要有信心的。
Faith requires commitment.
那信心呢，就是包括我们要就是持续在这个 commitment 怎么讲？
And we should not compare our race with someone else.
那我们不可以跟别人比较我们要赛跑的这条路。
Because I have my own race and my struggles and my problems.
那因为呢，我有我自己的路要跑，我有我自己的难处，我有我自己要就是挣扎的。
You also you have yours.
那你呢？你的赛跑呢？你也有你自己要挣扎的东西。
But in everything, we must remain faithful to God.
但不管是怎么样的，最重要的就是我们呢要忠诚与信实神。
Because God who called us will help us to finish our race.
因为神呼召了我们，他就可以帮助我们完成这个赛跑。
Even if we see something or we may feel we are tired, but God has a good plan to us.
那有的时候我们赛跑的时候，我们可能感觉到很疲惫，但是你要知道神呢有一个对我们来。给我们一个很好的计划。
When we read Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11,
那在耶利米书二十九章第十一节
，we can read there. We see that God has a good plan to us.
那我们可以等一下读一下，我们那边呢会看到呢，神呢有一对我们有一个计划。
You may see today it is difficult to you, it is impossible, but God has a plan and a good plan to you, to your life.
那有的时候。但是你要相信呢，神呢在你身上是有计划的。
Because he's our father.
因为他是我们的父亲。
God knows our beginning, and also knows our end.
那神知道我们的起初，也知道我们的幕后。
Even if he cannot tell us what is between the start and the end, but God knows everything.
那虽然我们不知道从头到就是结束会发生什么，但是神知道。
And because we are not here by accident, he planned a very good plan to us.
那是我们在这边呢，不是一个几率。那神呢是有给我们安排了一个计划的。
Jeremiah 29 verse 7.
那耶利米书二十九章十一节。
So in my Bible, it says.For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
那耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是将灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
哎呀，this version is very well. God has a plan to prosper you, not to harm you.Today you may face challenges, but it is not to harm you.
那今天可能你会遇到一些挑战，但这些挑战呢，不是要伤害你，不是要降灾给你。
God has a good plan to you.
那神呢，有一个好的计划在你身上。
It is a plan that you must be prosper.
那呢，这个计划呢是赐平安的。
Hope and a future.
而且呢，是要让你末后有指望的。
Even though you do not see the future, but the future is there.
虽然我们看不见这个未来，但是呢，这个未来确实是在。
Spiritually, we have a good future. Even though our eyes could not see, but there is a good future planned by our Lord Jesus Christ.
好的，虽然我们的眼睛是不能看见，但是在灵里面，我们知道神为我们安排了一个有指望的未来。
Amen. So what you can do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Let us remain a prayer and have guidance from the Word of God.
那我们需要祷告，我们需要从神来的话语。
Let's be faithful even in small responsibilities.
那我们需要就是信实，即使是一个很神给你托付的一个很小的事情上。
And let's always trust in God.
怎么了？Sorry. 听不见吗？
Okay, sorry.
Let's always trust in God.
让我们需要信靠神。
And believe in time of God. Time of God.
我们也要相信神的时间。
Because the time of God is best more than our time. Because,
因为神的时间表跟我们的时间表是不一样的。
Important thing is that to know that God has a good plan to us.
那最重要的就是我们要知道呢，神给我们安排的这个计划是最美好的计划。
So the time that God is going to execute that plan is belongs to Him, not to us.
那神他要怎么执行他这个计划呢？这个不在我们的手里面，而是在他的手里面。
But let's remain be faithful to Him.
那我们呢，就是信靠他，持续的信靠他。
And trust in Him always.
一直的相信
神。Secondly,
那第二呢？
Remove everything that hinder your walk with God.
就是呢，把你跟神这种同行上面一切的，就是阻拦，都把它给移除。
In that passage, Hebrews 12 verse 1 says,
特别是在希伯来书十二章第一节所说的。
Let us throw off everything that hinder and sin that so easily entangled.
他这里说我们要放下一切的重担，脱去缠累我们的罪。
That means Arana removes heavy things.
就是一个跑步的人，他会把身上的一些重物都会把它放下。
Because heavy things can cause to slow them down.
因为呢，他如果背很重的东西的话呢，他就跑不快。
Spiritually. There are things that can slow our relationship with God.
那有很多东西呢，也会影响到我们跟神的这个关系。
Including sin.
包括罪。
Unforgiveness.
饶恕。
Pride.
试探。
Fear.
恐惧。
Wrong priorities.
次序不对。
That anything that takes God's place in our hearts, that is something that you must remove.And in a race, we may be allowed for everything, but it is not everything that allowed to us may be helpful.
那虽然说跑步的时候你是可以带很多东西，但是不，你带的东西不一定对你这个赛跑有帮助。
So what can we do?
那我们怎么做呢？
We must examine our hearts regularly.
那我们需要检查我们的心。
We must confess our sins.
那我们要认我们的罪。
And ask.Forgiveness.
那我们要求上帝神饶恕我们。
As we ask forgiveness, let also forgive others, those who wrong to us.
那我们求神赦免我们，我们也同样赦免我们身边的人。
Amen. And let us make decision when we are choosing things, so that we choose things which will help us to closer to God.
那我们需要做选择，我们需要选择那些可以帮助我们与神更亲近的东西。
In a prayer.
Now
reading the word of God,
读经
the Bible says that let's pray without ceasing.
那圣经上讲我们要不住的祷告。
Someone who will be always closer to God, we to sin will be in a short range. Because when you go before the Lord regularly, it is difficult to sin.
神非常亲近，如果让他去犯罪，其实是一个不太容易的事情，因为他跟神很亲近。
When you read the word of God, the word will guide you.
那当你读神的话语的时候呢，这个话语呢就会引导你。
David says, "I kept your word in my heart so that I cannot sin against you."
那那个大卫说了，我把你的话藏在我的心里，以至于我不会骂。
That means the word will always guide us, not will show us clearly the way forward.
那我们把神的话藏在我们的心里面的时候呢，神的话语就能够带领我们走。
The last one, the third one.
好，第三个也是最后一个。
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
那我们定睛在耶稣身上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
定睛在耶稣身上。
Sometimes we may think we are strong.
那有的时候我们觉得我们很刚强。
You may believe in your wisdom.
那我们好像觉得我们自己很聪明。
Your knowledge.
啊，我们的知识。
Your wealth.
啊，我们的财富。
Your friends.
啊，我们的朋友。
Your family.
我们的家庭。
Even in the power of your country.
或者说你会为你的国家感到很骄傲。
But there is a time those things cannot change.
那可但是呢，会有一个时间呢，让这些东西都没有办法给你带来任何的帮助。
Fix your eyes on Jesus, He will never disappoint you.
但是呢，你定睛在耶稣身上呢，他不会让你失望。
Amen. Your friends can disappoint you.
你的朋友可能会让你失望。
Your family can disappoint you.
你的家人可能会让你失望。
Even your partner, either husband or wife, can disappoint you.
甚至你的配偶、你的先生、你的太太也会让你失望。
Am I wrong?
是不是啊
？Yes.
Yes.
Because if I'm wrong, why in our days we hear divorce?
如果我是对我是不错的话，那为什么我们会听到会有离婚这些问题呢
？Because one way or another, one is a part of.
因为我们是
partner.
对，我们是人嘛，我们就会让我们的配偶失望。
But for sure, Jesus will never disappoint.
但是我们的耶稣永远都不会让我们失望。
That's why the author said.Fix your eyes on Jesus.
所以呢，在圣经上说，我们要定睛在耶稣身上。
Because Jesus is the perfect pioneer of our faith. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author of perfect of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那这第二节这么讲，我们要仰望为我们现今创始成终的耶稣，他应该摆在前面的喜乐中轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Yes, Jesus is our greatest example.
那耶稣呢，就是成为了我们一个代表。
He endured suffering because he looked beyond the difficulty to the joy.
那呢，他就是这边写的，他因为看到了前面的喜乐，他就轻看了羞辱。
Because he knew the purpose for him that he was already prepared for him.
那因为他知道他来的目的，而且他知道他前面要走的这条路。
So in our case.
在我们
，When believers focus on their problems,
那如果说我们信徒，我们定睛在我们的问题上
，So they become discouraged.
那我们就会常常失望。
When we read the history of Israelites when they wanted to go to cross to their promised land,
那就是以色列人的历史，当他们要进入这个迦南地，这个他们的应许之地的时候。
We see the history that Moses sent 12 spies to go to spy the land.
那当时他们派了12个探子，然后去看这个迦南地。
We remember that 10 out of 12, they brought a bad report.
那这个十二个人当中有十个人呢，他们回来呢说的都是不好的。
And because of that, because of they focus all eyes on the problem that they saw on the land.
为什么呢？因为呢，他们看到这个土地上面的东西呢，他们只看到他们的问题。
Yes.
But only two.
只有两个。
Joshua and Caleb.
那就是加勒还有这个约书亚。
So they brought a different opinion.
他们呢带回来的是不同的这个看法。
Because their eyes were focusing on the Lord, who is very powerful.
因为他们的眼目呢是定睛在这个大能的神的身上。
That's what God really wants for us. It's just to focus on Him.
那也这也就是神想让我们的，他希望我们定睛在他的身上。
And because of those ten who brought the bad report, they died on the wilderness.
那因为呢，是另外十个呢，他们带回来的是不好的消息，他们也没有办法进入应许之地，所以他们在这个旷野都死了。
They didn't enter in the promised land.
他们没有进入他们的应许之地。
Yeah. But those two.
但是那两个。
Who the eyes were focused on the Lord.
那两个定睛在神身上的人。
They entered in the promised land.
他们进入了应许之地。
So when we focus on the problem that we see.
那当我们定睛在我们看得见的问题上
those can keep us or can make us the barrier not to enter in the promise of God.
那这些是可能会阻拦我们进入我们的应许之地。
But when we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ,
那当我们定睛在我们耶稣基督身上,
we receive strength.
那我们呢就有这个力量。
We take courage and continue our journey, our race.
那我们呢就会有信心，继续的去奔跑。
I was happy in a song that was saying, in the Bible you can see in Isaiah chapter 4, that verse that one.
那我们刚,
there is a song that was singing, and I discovered that it found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse that one. Can it be, we are going to remember the song. The ego, yeah, the ego, we receive strength like ego.
Okay,
this is the way, when we focus on Jesus, Jesus will strengthen us so that we can continue, we can endure our race. Don't focus on the problem. Are you there?
Yeah, so 31.
That one. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
Amen.
Have a hope in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Focus your eyes, let us our eyes focus on Jesus. So your strength will be renewed. Also, they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be tired. That means you will never be tired. When you are with Jesus, your strength will grow and grow, not tired.
你只会越来越有力气，然后你不会疲乏。But
when you focus on your mountains, your problems, you will be weaker and weaker and weaker.
可是，那你只在定睛你的问题上面呢，你就会越来越软弱。
You remember the story of Jesus and Peter?
那我们有没有记得这个耶稣跟彼得的故事？
Peter saw Jesus walking on the water.
那这个彼得呢，看到耶稣行走在水面上。
And Peter asked Jesus, if truly you are Jesus, let me also walk on the water.
那彼得说，如果你是耶稣的话，让我也可以走在水面上。
And Jesus said, yes, come.
耶稣说好，你来吧。
And focus on me.
你定睛在我身上。
Then Peter started to walk on the water. But in the middle,
但是呢，走到一半的时候,
Peter saw the storm.
哦，彼得就看到这个风浪了。
When he missed to focus on Jesus and focus on the storm,
当他没有定睛在耶稣身上，而是定睛在这个风浪上。
It is where Peter now started to sink.
那也就是那个时候，他开始下沉。
The same way for us, when we focus on our problems,
那跟我们也是一样的，如果我们定睛在我们的问题上面。
It is where we lose the hope.
那我们就会失去我们的盼望。
It is where we are weak and weak every day.
那也就是我们会越来越软弱的时候。
But for those who focus on their eyes on Jesus,
那那些呢，定睛在耶稣身上的人呢？
They be like that eagle.
他们就会像老鹰一样。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What can we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Jesus gives the strength to continue.
那耶稣给我们这个能力，可以让我们继续下去。
And our faith grows when we depend on Him.
那我们的信心怎么增长呢？我们是需要靠他来增长我们的信心。
The presence of challenges does not mean God has left us. The presence of challenges does not mean God has left us.
并不是说神离弃了我们。
Like I said, let us stay in a prayer.
那就像我刚才讲的，我们要持续的不住的祷告。
Let us study the word of God. Let us be always in our worship and the praise of the Lord. We overcome every day. And God will never stay like that. He will come to strengthen us and to help us. You remember Paul and Silas. Yeah, when they have been taken in prison. They were beaten badly. But living there, they didn't focus or their eyes on their problems, on their suffering. They praised and worshiped the Lord. You remember what happened? When God saw that those two gentlemen, they sing and they worship in their bitterness and their suffering, God would send power to release those two gentlemen. And the Bible testified that because of worship and praise, the chain had been broken. The gate and the door of prison have been opened. Because they focus on
their Lord.
Hallelujah. So this passage, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, teach us that the Christian life is a race. And we are not called to run without difficulties. But we have been called to run with endurance. So to finish the race, know that God has a purpose for your life. So for that, remove everything that can separate you with God. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is our perfect example. One day this race will be ended. And those who remain faithful to God, they will receive the reward. God has promised that anyone who will finish faithfully will have the reward. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says, be faithful even to the point of death. And I will give you the crown of life. Verse 10.
Yeah, so
be faithful even to the point of death. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Oh, verse 10 says, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's the point that I wanted to say.
So
my point, don't Don't focus on the problem, even if you're at the point of dying.
那不要定睛在你的问题上，即使说是面临像死亡这一类的挑战。
Remain faithful.
要持续的对他有信心。
Know that Jesus is with you.
你要知道耶稣与你同在。
When you overcome, you are going to receive your crown.
当你得胜的时候呢，你就会领受这个生命的冠冕。
Brethren, don't give up.
所以弟兄们，不要失去盼望。
Keep believing.
要持续的相信他。
Keep looking on Jesus.
那我们继续的定睛在耶稣身上。
Because he's the one who started our faith.
那神呢是对我们信心创始的那个人。
And is the one who we bring it to completion.
那也是这个成终的这个人，创始成终的神。
God bless you, those who heard this message.
那祝福那些听到这个信息的人。
Amen.
I don't know your situation today.
I don't know your
situation. You are living. I don't know your situation you are living today. I don't know your problems that you are facing today.
Okay, okay. 好，那我不知道个人的这个困难，今天的会遇到什么困难？处境呀。
What I want to tell you, focus on Jesus.
但是我想跟你说，我们要定睛在神的身上。
He will never disappoint you.
他永远不会让你失望。
I don't know the mountain which are in front of you.
那我也不知道你前面面对的这个高山是什么。
For sure, I know God has the power to move those mountains.
但是我相信神有能力呢，可以离开这些高山。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe in Jesus.
我们要信靠神。
Trust God always.
He
will never abandon you.
他永远不会离弃。
He will never disappoint you.
他也不会让你失望。
Because he has a good plan to your life.
因为呢，他在你身上有好的计划。
God bless you.
来祝福你们。
Now what?
Hallelujah.
Let's end this message with a prayer.
那我们祷告。
Maybe you want to show your problems to the Lord because He is here to solve your problems. You may need, or maybe feel that God can solve your problems. I don't know your custom or your culture, but in us, when you feel you need a prayer, raise your hand, then we pray for you because we believe Jesus is here and He was listening to us.
我不知道你们的这个习惯哈，但是呢，我们的习惯就是，如果我们需要祷告，我们就举手，我们相信神能够来帮助。
If you need a prayer, raise your hand, then we are going to pray to ask God to help.
如果你需要的话呢，你可以举手，我们可以祷告。
Let us pray.
好，我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, Jehovah.
我们天上的父。
We come before you.
我们来到你的面前。
We trust you.
我们信靠你。
And we believe in you.
我们相信你。
We know you see our lives today.
我们知道神啊，你已经看到了我们的生命。
And we know that you see our problems today.
主啊，我们也知道你看到了我们身上所有的难处。
And we believe you can solve those problems.
主啊，我们也相信你能够解决我们的难处。
See the hands of our brethren.
主啊，看到这些举手的弟兄姐妹。
They have the issues in their hearts.
主啊，他们心里面有各样的问题。
And they trust in you now.
主啊，但是他们现在信靠你。
Come and solve their problems.
主啊，求你来解决他们。
Spiritually or physically.
不管是灵力的还是身体上的。
Because you are able.
主啊，因为你能够。
All of us we believe in you.
主啊，所有我们所有的人在一起，主啊，我们都相信。
Come to help and rescue us.
主啊，求啊，求你来医治我们。
Thank you because you understand our prayer.
主啊，谢谢你，感谢你。
In Jesus' name we do and pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.